So I think I'll read first and then let you close the show. And I'm just going to read one poem, but it's a long one. Has anyone ever gone to the Newcomb Vivarium in Seattle? It's the Newcomb Vivarium. It's a, here's a picture of it before it got to its present location at Broad and Western in downtown Seattle as part of the Olympic Sculpture Park. And I wrote a poem by going to this for like five consecutive Saturdays. And the first week I couldn't get in because they didn't have a docent and they depend on docents. So I wrote from the coffee shop looking at it, the Uptown Espresso. And I start this with an epigraph from Charles Olson. It's a poem called These Days. Whatever you have to say, leave the roots on, let them dangle, and the dirt, just to make clear where they come from. The Newcomb Vivarium's open when it wants to be. When train traffic, the slowest ever train traffic, when train traffic shuts down Broad at Alaskan, a volunteer docent may be winding their way there. More salmon ladder than Calder, Mark Dionne'd say, speaks of nurse log as dead tree art, more idea than product, more sculpture as process, as the living feeds on dead and dying, like capitalism. The BNSF freight train lurches to a start, starts a chain reaction of boxcars clinking go. Motorists, idle engines. Wipers, wipe away rain blocks, view of no cars moving. Inch forward, wait, closer, maybe look left at Louise Bourgeois' father and son fountain sculpture. Two penises for the price of one, says the Times. A thinly veiled homage to pedophilia, says a conservative radio talk show host. Naked man greets naked boy in a fountain. The Newcomb Vivarium's open maybe next week, depending on volunteers, like capitalism. My contribution to visual culture, Dionne'd say, ferns on a nurse log, a Howard Hanson hemlock set on a slab under glass. In a sense, we're building a failure, he'd say, with Bill Newcomb's litigation fortune. As the Amtrak passes, bells plot rhythm much as more March rain, a rotting tree in a greenhouse as art. Once inside the Newcomb Vivarium, find nurse log baby pictures and NAP birth certificate plucked from near Howard Hanson Dam, 36 miles southeast past Ravensdale, Palmer, Lamolo, in 2007 lifted out of its soft nest of sword ferns and deer ferns, miner's lettuce and salal, lady ferns and thimbleberries, inside-out plants and baby firs, red alder. A new home by the clang-clang of train bells or the whistling, docent Emily says, sometimes overtakes them. How Selin would post their huge banner and crane method, take nurse log from near Howard Hanson Dam, thank Brian King for spotting the perfect art log, lovingly cover the root ends, fern and rock base, place nurse log in Belltown's Olympic Sculpture Park, tiled and festooned with worms and fungus tiles, insect and snail, bird and frog tiles, blue on white, view of hemlock starts, right out the trunk of nurse log. Essentially an optimistic organism, an organism out of context, a memento mori, the artist would say, an appreciation of decay, which gets a bad rap when fruit on the summer kitchen counter, stinking meat, rotting biosphere, or late-stage empire. A smart building with shades mimic rainforest hues, computers open roof to regulate hot, keep tree ripe for artists' conch, Ganoderma aplanatum, essentially a bracket fungus, feeds on dead and living trees, forms fruiting bodies, and gets computer-regulated wetness here under glass. Vivarium glass, Old Castle Glass Company, shaded to meet the needs of plants trapped here. Laminated green glass, 20% light transmittance. Layers of red, blue, gray tints absorb light from critical color bands in the light spectrum. Light's electromagnetic radiation comes in waves, like capitalism, photons. Plants turn carbon dioxide into sugars, and sunlight in spring's lengthening days and summer's long days, predominantly blue, the go for seed germination and transplants. In fall, the red light bands, the go for ripening. and light's insufficient. So irrigation and forest litter, some guys got to haul in here, maybe from Ravensdale. Green River litter feeds Vancouveria hexandra, inside-out flower. How a flowered look headed a hernia. How guts are made to go outside and once they mirror our own shooting star nature. Was a windstorm took out the Newcomb Vivarium Western Hemlock nurse log and trucked to Elliott and Broad to be serenaded by train bells and whistling. The vivarium was built around it. Ecologists in 2010 came in from Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest to perform a nurse log checkup. What's with the shotweed, they'd say, an invader here like you and me. They noted Westside vivarium mosses dying and so said saturate the log like in Ravensdale. Shoot it with water and mimic wind, since wind releases hormones, increases transpiration. Maybe from leaves, maybe add bees, snow, and though hemlocks go faster than firs and cedars, nurse logs got another 50, 100 years, they say. Race to a seal who will go first, nurse log, empire, biosphere, capitalism, composing decomposition. Without a natural canopy, vivarium head gardener, greenhouse controller Bobby McCulloch works with the sole purpose to nurture the nameless nurse log. The home has a name, but nurse log's nameless. In 2009, the brain behind the vivarium, Mark Dion, visited, answered questions like, what do we do when little Douglas firs and western hemlock shoots and the log turn into big trees? Do we open the roof? Let's wait and see and let our response be organic and feel right when we need to do something. And later that day, at Pier 71's Waterfront Grill after party, bartenders served Mark a 2006 vivarium cocktail, sort of a Cascadian mojito, herbs crushed with ice, grapefruit juice, club soda, rum, one can assume. Far from New Bedford, Mass, and its lack of such logs, none anyway like this specimen, none like this lady or organism of undetermined gender, lets life grow out of it, makes decisions that feel right, can kind of kick on the mist, middle of August, not pining for the old spaghetti factory, but binging on the bright pastels of Teresita's Seattle cloud cover, still waiting for frogs, bugs, and birds, once jumped up and down its bark back in Kanaska. How important is dirt? Important enough for every state to have a state soil. Find Pamunkey in Virginia, Houston Black in Texas, Miami in Indiana, and Drummer in Illinois, but here, Tokel, mostly west of Cascades, very acidic, maybe from volcanoes, perfect for timber, but less so for homes because unstable. And nurse log dirt, excavated from Issaquah, good soil, loamy, acidic, saved from a place where a suburban tract might have gone, lots of decomposing organisms, loamy, with leaf mold, could be future antibiotics in that there soil, an inch of which took 500 years to make, a planet of which it took humans about 150 years to fuck up maybe forever. Only the first 60 feet of the log were taken of the Newcomb Vivarium nurse log, born in watershed between Chinook and Snoqualmie Passes, the Green River, but not the green that's part of the North Fork Toutle River in Cowlitz County. This green, a 492-square-mile watershed surrounded by mountains, three sides, 10% owned by Tacoma Water, and nurse logged get it right in the side with a resistograph drill, a long, thin needle, and power consumption measured, and nurse log passed the test. And besides trimming, see one ambitious alder growing out nurse log got hacked at the nub for growing a branch that had whacked cell phone-glued visitors. See the clean cut. Northside nurse log, and the root screwed in. And the vivarium would be how David Douglas or Rachel Carson might have operated their naturalist workplace. Brooms and rakes, shovels and nets, pickaxe and flood gauge, metal desk with rusty drawers, with wood glue and whiteout and two-hole puncher. Ugly is the sink, the rusting two-basin sink. Since this a place to work, not just sip coffee and fern talk. This is how Mark Dion would have it. Stainless steel curiosity cabinet of David Kitts from Boeing Surplus, some 8236 nickel stainless alloy for a fine finish when sanded, insect pins, magnifying glass, a fine selection of tweezers and books, the butterflies of Cascadia, land snails of British Columbia, birds of the Puget Sound region, Skid Road, secrets of the soil, 1,000 American fungi, animal psychophysics, decay and renewal, student edition, traveler in a vanished landscape, a common fate. For you, fellow traveler of the future, if the monks can save us, or the East can save us from latching on to the last real thing left, suck every last bit of its consciousness, transform it into Facebook dinner photos and empty latte cups, startups and Moabs, mother of all bombs, single-use floss sticks, idling engines, and the occasional tenor saxophone solo. 8. The job of the artist is to go against the grain of dominant culture, to challenge perception and convention, Mark Dion says. And Nurse Log as surrealist elegy designed for those who'd use museums and collections with an overlay of the irrational onto the rational, museum culture. An interest in the recently obsolete, a sensibility that tends to the dystopian. Nurse Log as environmental oxygen tent in a hospital, part celebration, part mourning and melancholy. Triage for a biosphere can't take much more. Today's lesson in decay and renewal, check your direction as infinity's that way, celebration of spring as Nurse Log nurtures leafiness. Check the huckleberry bush, survive the most suicidal winter in Seattle's white man history. Ordering, taxonomy, classification, folklore, personal tastes, imaginary hierarchies. Oregon beaked moss, curly heron's bill moss, wavy leaved cotton moss, salmonberry, red huckleberry, pave paradise, put up a vivarium. 9. Hooray, the homage to heterotrophism and systems connected to systems, sustaining all heterotrophs, all consumers in their food chains. And Nurse Log, she of undetermined gender, dies slow for the lives of younger others that leaf and branch shoot out from her. She, tiny fragment of an intimate conglomeration of ecosystem functions, nature's emergent machinery for sustenance. For the slow dance of life, an ode to the recently obsolete before the age of robots providing your French fries. The ongoing life of the green Duwamish River, quenching thirst of the citizens of the City of Destiny. Nurse Log as living knowledge that Soubier, Bruce Millard ascribed to Einstein, downstream here, where the heterotrophs are, wondering how all this ends, on a log, under bark, by the bay, by the train bells. She, the Nurse Log, dreams of elk and black bear, cougar and eagle, osprey and heron, chinook, chum, coho, and winter steelhead, and how one day be reunited with the heart of a watershed, reincarnated as thimbleberry or banana slug, northwest salamander or Pacific tree frog, western-eyed click beetle or sow bug resting in the shadow of a sapling, which may, with love and elk shit, oxygen and positive ions, hope and healthy tokel, become a lady fern near a future Nurse Log lifting a leaf in a slow motion salute to the Nurse Log in all of us, the latent Nurse Log inside each of us who'd nurse and nurture and nourish in an age when riches are reserved for something so much less.
Bravo.